For a lot of schools in Oklahoma, juggling flat budgets with increasing costs means a bumpy road ahead for district superintendents. And getting teachers to work for the meager starting salary is also a struggle. So, how do they make it work? As the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Emily Wendler explains, some districts in Oklahoma pay teachers in time.
What if your kids went to school 4 days a week instead of five? Ask a kid from Asher Public Schools, where they've been doing it for 5 years, and they'll tell you it's the best.
You don't have to go on Mondays. Nobody likes Mondays anyway.
It's really nice. Like, we have an extra day to just not have to go to school.
It's really good, y'all. I'm telling you. It's a lot better than going five.
But for parents, there are a lot of questions.
Of course, the number one concern is childcare. You know, what do we do with our children?
Lori Helton, the superintendent of Locust Grove Public Schools, spent the last few months answering that question, and many others, because next year her district will begin a four-day school week. Helton says the switch is not an attempt to win over students or freak out parents, but is really an experiment in recruiting and retaining teachers.
Obviously, teacher pay in Oklahoma is not where it should be. And when you're talking about not being able to give someone an increase for the work that they do, you have to find other ways to make the job worthwhile.
Helton saw how the teacher shortage affected other districts last year, many of which went all year without filling their open positions. And the fact that she had eight teachers leaving worried her. But last March, when her school board voted to make Monday part of the weekend, things changed.
As soon as that became public, we had not posted any job openings as of yet, and the resumes started coming in.
Helton says she had no trouble filling her positions. She hasn't heard any complaints from the teachers already on staff either.
They were very excited.
Helton says the change puts more pressure on teachers to use each minute wisely, but says her staff is already making plans to do so.
Especially at the elementary level, having that additional time for intervention, that little bit of extra time at the end of each class to be able to really work with those kids individually.
The new schedule makes each day 1 hour longer, and individual classes will last an extra 10 minutes, which Helton says adds up to the same amount of time in school. She admits she's a little nervous about the shift to the four-day week and says if they don't see positive changes in test scores, student discipline, and attendance, then they'll go back to the five-day schedule. Other schools in Oklahoma are switching to the four-day school week next year as a way to deal with budget cuts.
Small schools, all schools really, but particularly small schools, are having to do whatever they can to keep our head above water.
Josh Summerall, the superintendent of Coyle Public Schools, says his district will save 8-10% of their budget by chopping that one day off their school week. He says savings on things like diesel fuel for buses, energy costs, and substitute teacher pay could add up to a full-time teacher salary, which he thinks they could actually recruit with the shortened week.
I've hired three teachers this summer, and all three applied here because we're going to a four-day week.
Asher Public Schools also made the switch 5 years ago to save money. Terry Grissom, the district superintendent, says they now pocket an extra $20,000 to $30,000 a year because of it. He's received multiple calls from superintendents this year, seeking advice about child care, test scores, and wanting to know how the kids dealt with the change.
There was a acclimation time, I guess, that it took them a little bit to get used to. It doesn't seem any different now.
He says his district's science scores have gone down a bit, but their math scores shot up, but says that could be the result of so many different things. Grissom says, for Asher, childcare hasn't really been an issue, and thinks 90% of the community loves the four-day week.
If anything, we've just heard compliments.
He admits he doesn't think the change is suitable for all communities, but he's glad it's working for his. Plus, he says, switching back to the five-day week is kind of impossible at this point.
I think I would have a revolt if we went to a five-day week.
For the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange, I'm Emily Wendler.
And that story came to us as part of the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange, a collaborative partnership between all the state's NPR member stations and OETA. You can find the story on our website, kgou.org.